Welcome to the Perfect Podcast that helps you find perfection in the precious present. Sponsored by the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Find us everywhere, every other week. Now it is time for our show with Will Perfect and Janet Lopez.
All right. Oh, yeah. What a good crowd. We have a special introduction for today's show. Say hi, Ms. Perfect, and give us the introduction for today's show.
All right. And the Perfect Zone welcomes tonight's guest, Jermaine Miller, number one bestseller author, motivational expert, and public speaker. Wow. Now, here is Will Perfect and Janet Lopez. Take it away.
All right. Thank you.
I know. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh, that voice. And I'm really excited for today. And, yeah, and thank you so much for that intro.
Oh, yeah. Well, you sound in tune.
Yeah. We have an exciting guest today. So as she said, he's a motivational speaker, and he will be coming on later on, and not too long, as time goes by really fast on the podcast. Do you hear me well? Or did you drop off? Is your mic go off? Sometimes on the podcast, I'm actually muted, so I'm like wondering. Did I get muted, or did your mic just get dropped off?
No, I think we're back on. I think it was just a technical thing. We're back on. You sound like you're in tune.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, awesome. Tonight's show is going to be great. Jermaine Miller, what a great inspirational speaker. What a great rhythm he's got when he speaks, and what great words he chooses when he does.
Yeah, and well, it's funny, the other day we were talking to him and time just went so fast, and he had some really great tips and interesting things.
Insights.
And, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And for anybody that is interested in becoming an author or want to write something, stay on because he's going to come on and it's going to be some great tips.
Oh, very true. And when we were talking, like you said, it went so quick, and we wish we would have that on for the air for everybody to hear, because we were quite inspired after talking to him.
I got inspired too, for sure. You know, I am writing a book right now, but mm-hmm. he inspired me in other ways. And I think I asked him a question, and that kind of got him thinking mm-hmm. as well. So it's like we were kind of bouncing off ideas off of each other.
Yep. And that's the nice thing about the Perfect Zone. I think that's why the show is doing so well. We got in consideration for the best new podcast of the year. But there's what was I going to say? My train of thought just went, because in the Perfect Zone, we're supposed to just be in that 7 o'clock, you know, having a conversation with a friend kind of a conversation. So very comfortable. He puts everybody at ease. That's what it is.
Yes. You know, we have some exciting weekend. I mean, I feel like so many things have happened. Every week, something interesting happens. And I know this Easter is coming. It's right around the corner, Passover, and all these events happening just this weekend with, mm-hmm. What, is it on the 16th? So that's really exciting.
Well, the weather in California has been really nice. It was super hot last time we'd had our show, and then now it's just cooled down, nice breeze, nice wind, blue skies for everybody. It's been nice recently here in California.
Yeah, I love the little music in the background. It's like, I don't know what it is, but it's like making me feel like I'm at the beach right now. That's how I feel, and I pretty much should be at the beach. Here in California, it's summer throughout, like, year-round, pretty much. So, mm-hmm. anyways, we do have some exciting news. We do have an upcoming, I guess what you said is And I don't know if everybody heard, but the podcast was nominated. So that's exciting,
mm-hmm.
right?
And
true. That's for,
excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's for the gala, right? And it's going to be in June, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, you're so well organized. That is true.
Yeah, so we were nominated for Podcaster of the Year Award by the Easy Way Awards Golden Gala. That's
mm-hmm.
going to be held at the Hills Diamond Ballroom. So,
mm-hmm.
hey, I do want to, everybody listening, to just remind everybody, we do have the Perfect Zone page on Facebook if you guys want to go on there. And if you're on and you're listening, go ahead and message us. We do want to hear from you guys. We want to hear if there's anything that you want to say, talk, or call, or whatnot. Go ahead and do that. And again, that's the Perfect Zone on Facebook.
Yep. And Diana Boss was on our show, The Perfect Zone, and she's with the Faces of Rat Mothers. And we spoke with Candy, who's also with the Faces of Rat Mothers. And they've got a song that's going to be on at midnight. And one of the radio stations, or a few of the radio stations all at once, is going to be a big release of one of their brand new songs. So big shout out to the Faces of Rat Mothers and Candy and Diana Bloss and everybody. And you're also a Faces of Rat Mother representative yourself.
Well, not a representative, but I am one of the, you know, as per Candy, I am part of the Faces
doing
of
some
Rat
music.
Mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One
very
of,
cool.
Yeah, cast member would be,
mm-hmm.
the term. Yes, I am one of the cast members. So, yeah, that's really exciting. I'm looking forward to the music. I've been listening to their music. It's really good. And,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. I know she's always casting and looking for people right now. So shout out to Candy, and thank you for everything. We
yep,
and
we're mm-hmm.
Oh, no, go ahead, Will.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Easy Way is also part of this. Dr. Dante Sears and Eric Zuli is going to be an executive producer with famed director Walter Franks. And what a nice guy. I met the guy, and he's so down to earth and just very personable and very creative, and it was an honor.
Oh, yeah. Is he going to be? I'm not sure, but that's definitely in the topic, yes, right? I didn't know. I wasn't aware of that. but Walter Franks is the writer and for one of the producers, right, for that, yes, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And he was the director of How the Grinch Stole Christmas,
oh, yeah, yeah.
The Jim Carrey movie.
Yep. Right. I thought you meant The Easy Way or Eric. I do know that maybe they're going to be on it, but for sure the writers and stuff. So that's exciting to hear
mm-hmm.
and be a part of it. So I'm.
Yeah, and speaking of Eric, him and Matt J. Doyle are doing a project. Racer Michaels is working on a project with them. A lot of projects going on, a lot of buzz around the town. It's a good time. These are remarkable times.
Yeah, so I definitely want to ask you a question, as always, just
okay.
to get people thinking.
Always have good ones.
So I was reading about crazy interview questions that people get asked,
okay.
and this is like a wild one, and it says, what would you do if you had an elephant? I mean, I don't know why somebody would ask them. By the way, another one was, what would you do if you were a tree? Don't know what. Yeah, I don't know what – if I had a job interview and somebody said that to me, I would just be like, yeah, that's interesting. So anyways, how would you answer that question?
Well, if I was a tree, I would be enjoying the breeze and getting super comfortable with where I was planted at. If I had an elephant. You know, speaking of like, there's a story about how, like, there's, like, I think, like, three people that had a blindfold over their eyes, and they said, describe this. And one person grabbed a hold of one of the legs and said, it's a tree. And the other person grabbed the tail and said, it's a rope. And then the other person had the trunk and said, it's a snake. You know, so it's like all these different perceptions. And that's kind of like how we see things as a whole. We just see a little, like, puzzle piece. And we think that's the whole reality. if I had an elephant, I don't know, I'd probably, you know, get a few pictures of me on its back and probably feed it. I don't know.
You start doing tours now, like little tours, and and like a family member, but you start doing tours with him. Have little kids riding back.
Well, and I think Marilyn Monroe, if she was on top of in one of those publicity pictures on top of the elephant, and it was just, you know, every picture of her seems to be memorable somehow.
She's an amazing person. I was living in Palm Springs for a while, and they used to have, they have a huge statue, which came from Chicago. It was like a lot, it was huge, the big statue of her doing that famous pose that she does with the dress kind of flying, you know what I'm talking about, when she stood over. And it was moving around. So it was like a statue of this artist was moving it. But it ended up being in Palm Springs. And I think it almost was going to stay permanently. But that was really exciting. She's just very inspirational. And I don't know if anybody, I'm pretty sure some of our listeners have been to Palm Springs, but Palm Springs, California was like it's like the downtown Hollywood back in the 50s, you know? So, you know, the Hollywood stars, they have everything like the 50s Hollywood. And so, yeah, back then that's what it was. Like Lucille Ball is there. So if you go there, go downtown to Palm Springs and check out just look at all the stars and you'll see like a little mini Hollywood over there.
You know, I heard a little bit about that story. Joe DiMaggio was married to her when that was going on, and he decided to show up on set, you know, and just kind of watch the scene. And he was so furious about that scene because she was all in white. And I guess the first time that they did the scene, it was like a see-through undergarments. So they had to like give her additional garments underneath. And he was just furious because everybody, you know, it was his wife and her skirt was blowing up. And I think that was one of the big reasons why they broke up that scene.
Oh, wow. I never heard of that. I never really looked into it. I thought that was an accident. And maybe it was an accident at first and they made it into a scene because they liked it so much. You know, a lot of times that happens on set where you do something unintentionally or while you're improvising or whatever, and then all of a sudden they like it and it makes it in the movie.
Yeah, I've been on a few sets like that. And I heard another story about, like, I think it was Al Pacino in Midnight Cowboy, and they were filming in New York, and a taxi drove right in front of him, and he ended up, like, hitting the back of the taxi. And it wasn't part of the script, but once again, like you said, the director loved it, and they kept it.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I was in a movie where I was the lead character, and we, when I read the script, I had a certain take on it. So I did it and they loved it. However, one of the things that happened is as we were rehearsing it, and we don't really rehearse that often depending on the movie, but anyways, I was doing it. And it ended up being more of a horror, like a comedy, because it was just so funny. You know, I'll do little improv in between, you know, when we're taking a break or whatever. And he just loved it. And what ended up happening, a lot of my improv ended up in it, in the way that I did it. And so it turned out to be more of a comedy than anything. It was really funny. And it wasn't until the end that they told me, that I was talking to them, and I said, you know, this movie is really funny. And they were like, you know that it wasn't a comedy, right? I was like, wait, why didn't you guys, I don't know, but they just loved the way I did it. They just wanted to keep it that way. And so, so that's kind of what happened throughout the process of the audition, the rehearsals and everything. And it just became sort of like comedic. So there's a serious tone to it, but there's also like little breaks in between of some comedic relief, if you will, to kind of.
Well, you've got perfect timing because we've got a commercial in about 2 minutes here. Talk a little bit about some of the movie projects that you're working on, the stuff that you can actually mention. because I know you've got a lot of projects going on.
Yes, we're going to be announcing. So I work on a project called Relationship Killers, and we've premiered that film. It was at the Chinese Theater, and we're going to go ahead and have it in another film festival, I believe, and I was just told this recently, just today. And as it turns out, we're going to make an announcement for our feature film there.
Okay.
And so that's going to be an amazing, so we're going to announce it there. We're planning on filming it by the end of the year. And, that's where we're going to announce it. And as far as what I have going on now, I am going to be filming A Shot of Jack. You guys would be hearing more about that because we just filmed some stuff and the behind-the-scenes type of stuff, and we're going to go ahead and announce it. So A Shot of Jack it was written by, I know we have no more time, actually. We have no more time. But I would just say
we'll skip into a commercial in just a moment.
Yeah, we'll definitely go to commercials, and we're going to have our guests come up.
Awesome. And here we go. Commercials.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
Welcome back. And we have our distinguished guest. Say hello, Mr. Jermaine Miller.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for having me this evening.
All right. There's the crowd, too. Janet.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you. And I was telling everybody about all the secrets you were kind of telling us. You know, I call them secrets, but they're
inspiration.
Gems. Inspirations. Mm-hmm. Yes. And how exciting it was. I wish, Will was saying, we wish that was part of the podcast because it was really good information.
Oh, true. Super good information. And tell us what you're currently working on.
Well, these days here, I'm working on a new venture, recently launched a publishing company where we help authors create and tell their stories, and then we show them how to get paid to tell their stories after publishing the book. So we've been working with a few authors over the last few months here of 2022 and already have a few best-selling authors so far.
Oh, great. That's a good record right there.
Yeah, and you know, I was listening to you before and looking you up and just doing the research, and you're one of the best people to talk to because you've not only helped people launch their careers as an author, but you also even wrote books for people as well. And I know you're transitioning as a consultant, but the fact that you've done that and you sell these books, I think so many bestsellers and so forth.
And Janet, I'm going to add to that too. All of his books are on Amazon and they're all 5 stars out of 5. And like, if you Google Jermaine Miller, out of all the Millers, big Miller family, he's the first one that comes up. So you know, he's doing big things and making his presence felt. Do you have a favorite project you've worked on so far, Jermaine?
I believe all of the projects have been phenomenal. However, I think my favorite project in terms of writing has to be my second book, which I wrote called Wake Up and Live. And the reason why I believe it was powerful is one of my mentors, Miss Diana Nightingale. She is the widow of the late, great Earl Nightingale, who wrote The Strangest Secret.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
The Leave the Field forward. Author. Yeah.
Yes, Leave the Field, Strangest Secret. She wrote the foreword to that book. But what was so powerful about that book is I was just coming off of my first project, Wake Up and Win, which was forwarded by my spiritual father, Mr. Les Brown. And we were going to go on tour. We had a 15-city tour with that book, and the title of the tour, the headline was Wake Up and Win. And we ran into COVID, so we unfortunately couldn't kick that tour up. So, you know, just like everyone else, we were experiencing COVID. We were experiencing, you know, economic downturn. We were experiencing the riots and, you know, George Floyd stuff going on. And everybody was just trying to figure out exactly what was going on in the world and how would they be able to live with that new norm. And myself, you know, at the time I was going through a divorce and just becoming a single dad raising three kids at the time. So I was going through that. I was in the midst of, you know, not really getting the launch of my first book and, you know, going through the divorce and being home, remote learning with the kids. I felt myself kind of spiraling out of control. And one day I was watching. I was watching the news. CNN, constant negative news, and myself, you know what, I'm going to turn off this, because every day I was getting up, watching the news, trying to figure out what was going on, and right before I turned off the television, something happened, and it turned my life around. The cameraman zoomed in on an individual who was sleeping on a bench. Now, the power in that was, he was sleeping on a bench in the midst of COVID, and the people rioting in the streets. So you had the riots, you had looting, you had people screaming, you had horns honking, and this gentleman was sleeping on the bench with the covers pulled over his eyes. And I asked myself the question, how many of us are laying somewhere on a mental bench with the covers pulled over our eyes because we don't want to wake up and live our dreams? And it was at that point that I got up and I ran in my office and I wrote my second book, Wake Up and Live, in 6 days. And I believe that's why that was one of my favorite projects, because of how it was inspired to write that book.
That is excellent. And you made a good point. Like,
beautiful.
During all the chaos, you found the winning. And the upside of it, the book Think and Grow Rich was written in 1933, and that was during, like, the big depression. But yet he was able to write this very inspirational book, and he said when it was released in 1937, he rewrote the book. He said it was the same words. He's like, but my state of mind was so much more up when I wrote the book. So, like, when he wrote the book, I suppose, like, some of the commas and periods were a little bit different, but because he had his up attitude and rewrote the book, it became such a big seller.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that book is currently the second highest selling book behind the Bible.
True. And you know who we have on the show in the Perfect Zone is Don Green, who's the CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. That's last show of this month.
Yes. Uncle Don Green actually wrote the foreword to my fourth book, The Magic Power of Your Inner Conversations. That was my latest book. And I was privileged to have him write the foreword to that book. So he's going to be a phenomenal guest on your show.
That is awesome. And I met you the day it was 7/7/21, and it was that Omar Perryu event. And this is the event where I met Janet. I met Jason Spann, who's got an event on next month on the 7th at Universal Bar and Grill. The Love Doc, who comes on our show every once in a while, Lindsay was at that event. It was just a magical day.
Absolutely. It was some incredible people in that room.
In fact, Carmela Pittman was just on the show, and she was there too. And so what a magical energy.
Absolutely.
Well, I wanted to talk about your motivational speaking. You do that as well, and that's centered in living in your dream, right? That kind of goes along with the book that you kind of wrote, your favorite book, and the inspiration that you had with the person that you saw on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit more about that, like your motivational speaking?
Yes. Motivational speaking for me is really short. I like to impact and empower people to live their dreams because I'm out here living mine. And I just feel like mm-hmm. as a conduit, I help mm-hmm. people be able to see what life could be so that they could focus on it as it should be. And so my motivational speaking is geared toward the impact and empower and people to be change makers. I believe everyone has a mission. Everyone has a purpose in this world. We didn't show up for no reason. We just need to discover what that reason is so that we can be the change makers that we need to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I understand you're good friends with Omar Perryu, and he's got that show called Zero to Wealth, and he's got a show on the Easy Way Network. Talk a little bit about your friendship with Omar. He's going to be a future guest on the show as well.
Yes, Omar is a phenomenal, phenomenal individual, a mentor of mine for a few years. I met him, I would say, about four or five years ago here in New York. Mm-hmm. There was an event that we did with Les, and Omar was there. Got a chance to meet mm-hmm. him, and then from then we stayed in contact, and obviously there was a few other events that we worked on together too. So definitely have been a mentor of mine over the last few years. He's a phenomenal person, phenomenal human being, and always looking to empower the lives of others, which is what we should always be looking at.
Right.
And one of his mentors was Zig Ziglar. You know, I'm sure that's one of yours as well. I can hear some of that philosophy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What were you going to say, Janet?
So, yeah, I wanted to make sure that we get everybody that's listening can find you because we are almost at the 30-minute mark. But so just to reiterate, you coach and you help people write their books and motivate them. You kind of guide them. You're mentoring mm-hmm. them and so forth. But where can they find you?
Yeah, all my social media handles. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, they're all my name, Jermaine, J-E-R-M-A-I-N, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R. That's the best way to reach me on social media. And if you want to contact me online, you can contact me at jmpublishingllc.com.
Awesome. And I just want to make a correction really quick that the Podcaster of the Year Award, it's not till the end of the year. So I just want to make that correction really quick while we have everybody on. And, yeah, so tell us, and I know you work, you know, you said you were a father of kids and a single dad, and you're able to be an author, consult people, and even work in real estate all from your home. And at this point, you know, how is real estate for you, and is that also part of it still? Part of your life?
Good question.
Yes, I've been a real estate broker owner for the last 7 years. I was privileged to be in the industry for 17 years. In the last 7 years, I've owned my own company. And that has been a phenomenal experience, although I'm not as active as I used to be. Again, that was a part of me living my dream first, so that I can inspire others to do that as well. I stopped being a broker, opened my own firm, and then I helped inspire agents to be the greatest versions of themselves. So in terms of running the company, but not active in terms of doing the day-to-day operation work.
Wait, it sounds
good transition.
Like, and I see you're writing all these books and stuff, and it's just taking off, so... That's awesome. You know, we have a few seconds. If you have any last words or words of inspiration or anybody out there that maybe wants to start writing but haven't started,
I'm gonna add on to that question, too. What got you to write your first book, like the very first? What got you to sit down and say, this is something I want to do and add to my profession and do it professionally? Both questions at once.
Well, two things got me to write my first book. I knew that if I wanted to be a speaker or an expert in something, I needed to have a book about what it was that I'd be speaking in. And sure. From that moment, once you become an author, people actually take your advice more than they would take the advice of a doctor. So because of that, you can increase your income right away, being an author. The second reason why, which is actually the first reason why I wrote my first book, is the same thing I tell everybody when I first meet them now. And that is, where's your book? And the reason why I say that is because that was the first thing Les Brown said to me when I first met him 6 years ago. Where's your book? And it's so powerful because it's almost like waking up someone or waking up something within someone. When you ask them that question, where's their book? Everybody has a book. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something in them that they can leave a legacy by writing a book. Unfortunately, only 1% of the people who say they want to write a book actually write a book. So the goal here for me is to ask the question, where's your book? And then help them to become a part of that 1% who leave a legacy because of something that they did.
That was phenomenal.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's the end of our show, but thank you so much, and we'll see you guys next time on next Thursday at 7 p.m.
Yeah, happy Thursday. Thank you for being such a great guest, and thank you, Janet, and thank you, Mrs. Perfect, as well.